The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
I'm joined now by Saoirse and her mum Stella, and you're both here to tell us a little bit about the difficult road that you've been on, and you're both very welcome to the show. Thank you for being with us. Stella, I'm going to start with you. Saoirse is 11, so tell us a little bit about when you first knew that something was wrong.
Saoirse was born January 2015 and in February 2016 she got sick. She ended up having to go to hospital. She had a severe kidney infection, pyelonephritis. And due to family history, her dad has Alport syndrome. The doctor we were under felt that it was necessary for us to keep a check on her urine. So it meant I would be dipping her urine when she was discharged from hospital. So she was in for about 3 weeks that time. And when we were discharged, I followed the doctor's instructions and I kept seeing protein and blood in her urine. So we were quite concerned. So we...
And she was only...
Just over a year.
Just over a year old at that stage.
So we went back to the GP and he referred us back to the doctor in Limerick. And she then referred us on to Temple Street. Mm-hmm. So we came under the care of Dr. Maria Stack. So then we were seen kind of on a yearly basis at the start. And... she was put on medication to try and extend the life of the kidney and reduce the protein and the blood that was coming through. And then in 2018, she underwent a kidney biopsy and that came back and confirmed that she had Alport syndrome. And from then on, we were seen yearly and then it became every 6 months. And then as Saoirse got sicker, it was every 6 weeks. And eventually, after a routine checkup in June 2024, Dr. Stack said, look, the time has come for us to make a move. You know, bloods weren't great. Saoirse was really ill. And she said, we need to start dialysis. So we were kept in. A PD tube was inserted for her to do PD dialysis, which is dialysis, a treatment at home. And we began our dialysis journey then in 2024.
Right. So that was the start of it then, of the really tough end of it. So you were doing those treatments at home?
Yeah. So then May 25 of last year, she got really sick again. And we ended up being in hospital for 2 months. And she had to transition from PD, which is the peritoneal dialysis, to hemodialysis. So we travel up from Clare 3 days a week now, every week. For treatment in Temple
You come
Street.
Up 3 days a week.
Yeah. So the kind of end of January, beginning of February, her bloods just wasn't well. Her bloods weren't right. And she was actually coming up for 4 days. So she's gone back to 3 days again now.
And what happens then on those days?
So we get up. I get up at 3 and Saoirse is up at 3:30 in the morning. We get our taxi at 4. Then we hit the road. And once we hit Nace, it's a free-for-all, you know yourself. Mm-hmm. So we normally get in for around 7:30, 7:20 to 8. And then they will do a routine check. So her weight, blood pressure, temperature, pulse. And then if everything's okay, they'll put her on the machine. They'll decide a program or a cycle about how much fluid to take off. And she's on the machine then for 4 hours having dialysis. And then she gets off. And then we hit the road again back home. So it's like a 12-hour day.
We don't get home
until about 4:30.
It's tough on you, but it's tough if you're 11 years old to have to do that for 4 hours, you know, three times a week.
And especially, I suppose, our house is so unique. Her dad is on dialysis as well. So he's in Limerick on dialysis three days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So... it's quite hard,
But I'm sure you value all the support that you get in Temple Street, you know. And I know from talking to people over the years that if you are in a tricky situation, that's the place you want to be.
Well, yeah, they're amazing people. Like, I can't sing their praises enough. They're so nice. Like, they treat Saoirse as a person, not just a patient. Mm-hmm. And they're like a family now at this stage. They're always up for a bit of fun. They're there for you on the bad days and the good days. Always a smile on their face. And they'll always take time out of their day to have a chat. You know, sit down and have a chat with her. See what's going on. How she's feeling. If she's sad, happy. Just, and they're just amazing.
So Saoirse, I'm going to turn the mic around to you there. Tell us what it's like, those big long 4 hour stints on the machine. Do you mind it, or are you sitting there, can't wait to get off the machine? What's it like?
I don't like it.
You don't like it at all?
No.
But you know you have to do it to stay well, don't you?
Yeah.
And tell me, Stella, what is the outlook like now? What have you been told is going to happen or needs to happen?
So at the moment, Saoirse is active on the transplant list. So we're just waiting for that call to come. And we're hopeful that once transplant happens and she gets her kidney, that we'll resume life to somewhat normal, like the way we were, as much as can be. Simple things like that we take for granted, like to go in and have a shower. You know, it's an ordeal even to, you know, for Saoirse to wash her hair, and then it's a separate thing to go and have a wash and to go for a swim, like to just be able to run back into the sea, like to go on a holiday.
You can't do any of those things.
But she can't. Like, if they're trialing like a protective cover for her line. So she has a line up on the left hand side of her chest, and that can't get wet. So like if she has to, say, for example, have a shower, someone has to be there to, you know, shower her down, and then you have to wash her hair separately because you have to keep the line safe and dry at all times.
And what about her education and her schooling? Because she's clearly missing a lot of time.
She's missing, yeah. So she misses 3 days. She gets school for 45 minutes in Temple Street bedside. So that's while she's on the machine. And some days aren't great. Like, you can be sick or it's noisy. And then she also qualified for home tuition from the department. So she gets 4 hours a week. And she goes to school then on a Tuesday and a Thursday, if she's able. Like, but she can, you know, you can only imagine how tired she is. And if she's not well, it's quite difficult.
Saoirse, do you like going into your school to see your friends?
Sometimes.
But I'd say you miss them when you're not there, do you?
Yeah.
A little bit. It's a tough road, Stella, but I know what you've decided to do is to channel all of this into this fundraising effort now. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so Saoirse is the patient ambassador for the Great Irish Bake 2026. And I suppose it was an opportunity that was presented to us, and we grabbed it with both hands, because I just feel it was an amazing opportunity to do some fundraising for the CHI. Like, we see firsthand day to day where the fundraising goes, and it makes such a difference to us, from the play school or the play room to the schools to, you know, activities for the kids in the summer when school is out. Like last summer, they had alpacas in, there was drumming in, it was crazy. You wouldn't believe it's like a hospital unit, you know. So, it was a great opportunity for us just to get the word out there and to share, like, not only Saoirse's story, but, like, just, I suppose, like, dialysis story, because people aren't aware of, you know, what goes into it. Or some people are just amazed that, like, we have to travel up 3 days a week, and just what the kids go through. You know, it's hard enough as an adult.
There's that, and I see how difficult that is. But I'm also thinking about the worry you have of the weight now. You know, because you need the next step to happen. You need that to happen.
Yeah, and we just don't know when that call, like, we could be going down the road now and we'll get the call. Like, we just don't know, you know, and
And nobody can give you an indication, because you're waiting for something else to happen.
That
kidney becomes available to you.
Yeah.
But have you been told that if that operation happens and it's a success, that is life changing, essentially?
It will be life changing. But I mean, there are complications with any surgery, and, you know, we just don't know, like, what the lifespan will be. If she could reject, I mean, they're all complications, but we are manifesting, as Saoirse would say, for the best possible outcome. And, you know, we're trying to look on the brighter side, and we're hoping for the best.
Yeah. And coming back then to the fundraising, I mean, all of this is tough, but it's really important to have the nice things that Children's Health Ireland and the Children's Health Foundation are doing as well, to make it a more pleasant experience for people like yourselves, and
Absolutely.
Particularly for Saoirse.
Yeah. So there's great fun there, isn't there, Saoirse?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Well, if people want to get involved in the Great Irish Bake, it's a nationwide fundraising baking event taking place on the 27th of March. It's all in aid of Children's Health Foundation, and bakers of all ages and abilities are invited to bake and to share and to raise the vital funds to help make a difference for sick children right across Ireland. And if you want more information, or if you want to sign up and even host a bake, you can go to childrenshealth.ie/Great Irish Bake. Thank you both, Stella and to Saoirse, and we wish you well in the future. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks very much.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.